This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, April 2nd. God's word for you today is When Light Flows. This is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 59, verse 21, which says, This is my covenant promise to them, my spirit which rests on and moves in you, and my words which I have placed within you will continue to be spoken among you and move you to action, and not only you, but so it will be for your children and their children too. God's word to us now is, let your light shine, your own light shine. I know that by now you are asking how. Like we said previously, when Jesus wants to answer the how question, many times he gives us the when answer. When this happens, then you will answer this. For the next few days, we are going into the how. How can I let my light flow? The first how is, when I call things that be not as though they were, my light flows. Let there be light expresses God's creative power, and the same power is in you. Your light flows when you call forth the things that do not exist from within you, and you stand your ground. Romans 4 verse 17 says, that is what the scriptures mean when God told him, I have made you the father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will begin to create new things out of nothing because God's Spirit is within you. When people are struggling with you over things, you are able to walk away because you know that you created what they are fighting for. So you can walk away and create another one. It is not what was created that defines you. You created what was created. So, when people are contentious, I do not get it. It simply means that they lack the capacity to create. Take Isaac, for instance. In Genesis 26, verse 12 to 25, please read. He dug a well and they blocked it. What did Isaac do? He just moved to another location and dug another well, but they blocked it again. Isaac just kept creating until he got to Rehoboth. The people that block wells, have you noticed, do not have the capacity to make wells. So leave them to be blocking wells. But you have the capacity to create wells. You have the capacity to bring life from dead situations like God. And because God is in you, and you are a child of God, you have to look like your father. Yes, you will build houses and you will inhabit them. Say amen. You will plant vineyards and you will drink the wine thereof. You will dig wells and you will drink the water thereof in Jesus' name. However, you should not fret when people try to contend with you because the security is not in the wells. You know that because of the God in you, you can recreate the same thing and even better. Better because you have learned from a few mistakes you made previously. So why fret? That is how it works, even with salvation. It is the same thing. Romans 10 verse 10 says, For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It is same thing with healing. You believe in your heart. You speak the things you want to see, and they will exist. Your light flows when you call the things that be not as though they were. Let us pray. Father, I ask that you fill me afresh with your spirit and put your words in my mouth. As I call for the things that be not, let them be in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. we invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.